Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
August the 7th, The Way to the Father.
All this week, Derek explains how we have access to God the Father through the Holy Spirit. Today he warns us that without that way offered by Jesus, there are many false paths on offer, paths that lead away from God. There's no other way to God the Father but through Jesus Christ and Him crucified. We've access to God through Jesus alone and by only one Spirit. There's only one Spirit who gives humans access to God the Father, the Holy Spirit. He operates only through the Lord Jesus Christ. If you come by any door other than Jesus, or if you come through any other Spirit, you don't have access to God. You have access to the realm of Satan. Instead of going into the realm of light, you'll go into the realm of darkness. Remember, Satan transforms himself into an angel of light, and his ministers transform themselves as ministers of righteousness. They often use beautiful, sweet, loving words, and long, eloquent phrases, even quoting scripture, in order to get you into the realm of darkness. They do this under the guise of being angels of light. If you don't come by Jesus crucified on the cross, and if you don't come by the Holy Spirit of God, you can get into the occult supernatural realm. I've been there, and I know what it's like. Before I found Jesus, I was a practicing yogi. There was a time when I got out of the natural. But what I got into scared me, even then. I didn't like it. I decided that once was enough. Some years later, when I was confronted with the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit, the great barrier between me and Christ was yoga. I couldn't break through that mental barrier. God had to perform a miracle of deliverance. I didn't know about demons, but I wanted to come to Jesus. I couldn't reach him until that yoga demon had lost its power over my mind. You can theorize, but I know what it's like. It's one of a thousand different ways of being deceived into the territory of Satan and becoming enslaved. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that I can come to you. I proclaim that I will come to the Father through Jesus Christ, crucified on the cross, and by the Holy Spirit of God. I have access to God through the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.